Indeed, we shift focus now. We bring in the suspended CFO, Umamfuthi Sibanyoni. She joins us in conversation today because all of this is under her name. She is the one that is being accused of have led somewhat of a group of persons that accompanied her, and subsequently they stormed the municipal building, forceful entering the offices without authorization. The group entered and intimidated employees, instructing them to vacate offices. If you are in the municipality, also give us a sense of your relations. Umamfuthi, good evening. Thank you so much for making time.
Good evening, and good evening to your viewers at home.
Kungani siyithola sila? What happened, ma? Kuthiwa you were accompanied by a group of people that, you know, forcefully entered the building of Maspala and told employees of the municipality to actually vacate office. Kuthiwa basebenza kanjani wena ungekho emsebenzini? Were those people acting at your instruction?
Thank you very much, Mosi. I want to put it here that I do not know anything about the crowd. What I know is that yesterday I had to resume my duties in terms of the employment contract that I had signed with the employer, which was signed by both myself and the municipal manager. So last week on Friday, we informed the employer that in terms of paragraph 14 of my contract, it states that if a disciplinary hearing has not been resumed within 60 days, I must revert back to work or I must go back and resume my duties.
Mm.
And that doesn't mean that the employer will not continue with the DC. So that is what happened. I informed the employer last week Friday that on the 22nd, through my lawyers, that on the 22nd, which was yesterday, I will be resuming my duties. I went there yesterday and there was nothing, or I was not prevented to enter into the building.
Mm.
And today when I went there, I found law enforcement officers blocking me to enter the building. So when I was at the door with my lawyer, I went there with my lawyer, and we asked them why the municipality is closed, why the door are locked. They said they were given instruction to block me from entering the building. And my lawyer, she asked me, what are the reasons? Because yesterday we were here and we were not locked. And last week, as I indicated, we did inform the employer that I must resume my duties in terms of the contract.
Mm.
So my lawyer was speaking to a guy whom was given the instruction by the municipal manager to restrict me from entering the building. So after that, we entered the building and I went to my office as yesterday and to resume the duties. After that, I saw about 100 police officers in the passage of my wing.
Mm.
The colonel came to my office to say they want to speak to me. I allowed them to come in, and he explained that he was sent by the municipal manager to remove me from my office. And I said to the colonel, can I have a court order that says I must be removed from the office? Because I was there, in terms of the law, I have not trespassed or have done or caused any harm to anyone.
Yeah.
Can he provide me with that? He did not have any documentation.
Mm-hmm.
He said he's going back to the MM so that he can come and instruct, because now he is having a side of my story.
Yeah.
That's when the colonel went to the office of the MM and he never came back. During lunchtime, I went out of the building to go and have lunch because no one was attending me at that time. Then I went out to have lunch. When I get out of the office, there were police officers waiting, and they said, yeah, we need to go to the police station.
Yeah.
I said, oh, okay, why must I go to the police station? They said, no, the tenant will meet us there. Then we went to the police station. They forced me into their car and went to the police station. That is what happened. So what I know is that I was supposed to be at work in terms of the law, in terms of the contract, as I was suspended, and according to the contract that I have with the employer, which takes precedence over any other, whether it's regulations or not.
CFO,
I'm supposed to be at work.
Yeah, let me quickly come in there, CFO. What about then the reports that suggest that in the interim of the, I mean, you say 60 days, but we were told that the disciplinary hearing to your suspension had to, ought to have said within 90 days. And subsequently, what happened is your legal team kept on postponing simply because you had queries with the process itself. How true that is?
It is untrue that my legal team kept on postponing. Postponing a matter, it is an agreement between both parties. According to the knowledge, because I was there myself on the first and second day of the sitting, before a disciplinary hearing can, or the chairperson can hear, you need to have a preliminary meeting where you iron out all technical issues. So the first and second meeting was to iron out technical issues that we have, because remember, Moses, that I was suspended twice, and I went to the labor court on the 25th of December last year.
Yeah.
There is a pending judgment on the same matter that is being taken to a DC. So there were technical issues that we needed to iron out before a DC can sit.
Yeah, those so technical matters,
my
CFO,
my legal team has never postponed any matter without the legal team of the other, of the municipality, so to say.
Yeah.
So if the matter has to be referred, it must be agreed between the two parties. So it cannot be correct to say my legal team
But CEO, it's a different, I suppose, CFO, it's a different concept when one particular team in the conversation advances the postponement and then the other one accede. It doesn't mean that if I ask you to do something and if you accede, that does not mean that I'm also agreeing in a sense that we should postpone. You are the one that asked for the postponement, or I'm the one, and then the other accedes to that. So isn't that how it happened, or the version that we were informed is wrong?
No. It's not true.
Okay.
That is not correct.
Yeah. Let's deal
on
then.
On Tuesday.
Yes.
The thing started on Monday, the 28th.
Mm-hmm.
And on Tuesday, both parties agreed that we must wait for the judgment, the pending judgment that I mentioned to you.
Yeah.
And before that, as I'm indicating, if there are technical issues, because we need to raise those technical issues with the legal team of the employer before we go in. And it is within my right to raise that. I cannot go in a disciplinary hearing without raising issues that will have a challenge in future.
Yeah. So, I need to ask then, on Tuesday, when you resorted to await the judgment of the court or the order of the court, what was then the resolution on you resuming your duties? What did you agree on then?
The issue of resuming my duty was outside the DC. As I indicated that on the 17th, which was last week Friday, the employer was informed. The municipal manager was informed. The mayor was informed. The speaker of council was informed. Even the MEC for culture was also informed 60 days in terms of the contract of the CFO.
Mm.
There is a letter. I'm not in the building because I trespassed for what? What they needed to do,
yeah,
they should have went to court.
Mm. I hear you. I hear you.
And to request a declaration or to request the court, Ugozi, Nina Abu, M17.
No, but in my understanding, CFO, is that the order that is sought after has not been given by the court. And you say it was the responsibility of the municipality to go to the court and seek that particular reservation order. Is what I heard correct?
Correct, because we were informing them in terms of the law to say 60 days is lapsed in terms of the employment contract. Can you please, I'm sure they should respond in the content of the letter given to them. But here is the contract, let's read the contract and get the content of the contract, how is the contract saying, and then act upon and within the confines of the law.
Yeah. If I could,
they were supposed to get an interdict to say the CFO must not come to work because of 1, 2, 3. There must be reasons stated.
Yeah,
but for me not to go to work.
Yeah, CFO, before I let you go, kindly remind us who took the municipality to court. Was it the municipality taking you to court or you took the municipality to court?
I took the municipality to court on the 25th of September because I was on a certain suspension, which was a double jeopardy. Remember that in July, I was put on a special leave, which the court issued a judgment.
Mm.
And said it was unlawful for them to put me on a special leave. 2 weeks after that, I was given another suspension.
Yeah.
Henceforth, we are waiting for the judgment on the second suspension.
Yeah.
Which is a matter that now is going for a DC.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Unfortunately, CFO, we have to park it here. I really want to thank you so much for making time and just bringing clarity around why is your name dragged into this group of persons who somewhat stormed into the municipal building and forcefully entered the offices without the authorization and subsequently instructed all employees of the municipality to vacate because you were not at work. So thank you so much for bringing that clarity, but also the context as to how that happened. Really appreciate the time and all the best, CFO.
Thank you very much.